Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Page 94, the Private Eye Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Page 94. My name is Andrew Hunter-Murray, but this is not an episode with any of the usual crew. No Ian, no Helen, no Adam. This is a special last-minute pre-election mini-episode featuring something very exciting. We have obtained a recording of one of the key players in the election. Nigel Farage himself has some of his words taken down by Craig Brown of The Eye and brought to life by Lewis McLeod, who many of you regular listeners will remember as one of the principal voices in The Eye's Live at the National Theatre shows every Christmas. This is a little summer treat for you, and on the last day before the election, here is Nigel Farage, as filtered by Craig and Lewis, exclusively for listeners of Page 94. Hope you enjoy it.
2 plus 2, you know what? For years and years, we've been told that 2 and 2 make 4. And guess what? They don't. Never have, never will. And here's the thing. 2 plus 2 makes much, much more than 4. Always has done, always will. But this government, and every government this century, well, they don't want us to know the truth. So frankly, they've cooked the books. But the real point about this, the real point, and not about just this, is who makes these decisions. And you know what? At the moment, it's not us. Of course it's not. It's them, whoever they are. And that's the whole point. Let me simplify this for you, okay? Back in the 50s and 60s, to some extent, even the 70s, we all agreed normal people, people who owned small businesses, those with what I call proper jobs, like the good old candlestick makers, people you'd be happy to go out for a pint with, everyone agreed that 2 plus 2 equals 8, 9, or even, in a good year, 10. And no one had any sort of problem with that. But then we entered Europe, and what happened was this. Great Britain lost all control over our own simple addition. The solution is perfectly simple. What we have to do is first take back control of the numbers. And these are the very numbers which, let's face it, Britain gave the world. You name it. Brazil, Belgium, New Zealand, Canada, Botswana. Throughout the world, they credit Great Britain for giving them numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, we invented them all. And let me ask you this. Why should we hang our heads in shame that it was this country that gave our numbers to the world? Numbers were among our proudest exports, the envy of the world. But oh no, we are not allowed to mention this anymore, are we? Or the thought police will come knocking for us. So let's do the sums, the actual sums, if you don't mind. Not the make-believe sums that the metropolitan elite want us to believe. Okay, we've got 2 and we've got 3, and together, as all sensible people know, they make 6. That much we can agree on, but what I can say is that with a bit of a shove, a bit of encouragement, they can make much, much more than that. Yes, without Whitehall interference, 2 and 2 can easily add up to 7, 8, 9, maybe 10. And you know what? Some leading experts have told me, strictly in private mind, because they don't want to lose their jobs, do they, that they wouldn't be remotely surprised if, in the medium to long term, and under a decent government, 2 and 2 could add up to 15, or even, with a decent headwind, 20. I look at 2 plus 2 equals 4. And frankly, it's a big lie. Listen, we've been hearing this for a quarter of a century. 2 plus 2 equals 4. All the mainstream establishment parties within the M25 have parroted it. And you know why? Because it suits them to. And now we've got a courageous figure like Vladimir Putin. A very courageous guy, by the way. And no, I'm not saying I agree with him on every single issue. Who's simply not letting have his country and its sums kicked about by the global elite. And who says that 2 plus 2 equals whatever he likes? And you know what? I don't blame him. Hang on a second, let me explain. It's a simple matter of numbers. In Hungary, 2 plus 2 equals 1. We can all agree on that. In Germany, it's 3. In Italy and parts of Serbia, 4 or 5. But no, we don't have to follow them like so many sheep. We can set our own rules. Some of us prefer to stand on our own 6 feet. What we could do, for instance, is take 4 from 7, which equals 5, and then add that to the 2, which brings it back to 7. So let me finish. We urgently need some fresh figures on this. And you know what? I've got them. 88% of percentages. And to be absolutely clear, this isn't just any old figure plucked from the air. It's from the Central Office for Official Percentages in Maidenhead. A full 88% of percentages mean nothing at all and should be discarded. Of the 33% remaining, roughly 99.999%, and that's even allowing for market fluctuations, show conclusively that 2 plus 2 equals, guess what? Yup, 22. And this, I kid you not, is the very same figure that ordinary, decent British people have always known they equal. It's as simple as that.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.